Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, October 18th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, West Fraser has made a $300 million acquisition. Also making headlines this past week, the Canada's first wheat straw facility is consulting with producers. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from SeaBright products. Since 1984, SeaBright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, SeaBright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, October 15th at 43.45, up 31 points or 0.7% from the October 8th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 7-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 1.7%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Vertiv, gaining 29.5%, followed by Boise Cascade, up by 5.2%. The biggest decliner for the week was Resolute Forest Products, closing down 5.6%. Over the past year, Vertiv has been the top performer, up 370%, and the deepest decliner has been IT Tech Packaging, down by 19%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 37.3%, while the PM40 is up 38.9%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. UK watchdog clears Graphic Packaging's planned acquisition of AR Packaging. The UK Competition and Markets Authority said that it won't refer Graphic Packaging Holding Company's planned acquisition of AR Packaging Group AB for a further review. The regulator started its investigation into the deal in August to see if it would lead to a substantial lessening of competition within the UK. It said based on currently available information, the CMA won't refer the deal for a Phase 2 investigation under the Enterprise Act of 2002. Graphic Packaging said in May that it would buy AR Packaging from private equity firm CVC Capital Partners for $1.5 billion. In cash. Dateline Finland. Metsä Board Husum commits to comprehensive and speedy cleanup of oil spill. An oil leak was reported by Metsä Board Husum Mill into the South Sea of Husum, Sweden, between Thursday evening, September 16th, and midday Friday, the 17th of September. According to the mill, the origin of the leak was one of the mill's oil burners that was immediately isolated and put out of operation. There has been no further leakage since the incident, Metsä said. The root cause of the incident is being investigated. Metsa Board is supporting the ongoing investigation with all the necessary resources. The Hoosom Mill has allocated extensive resources to the decontamination of the oil from both the sea and island shores. The mill has commissioned 2 licensed experts to lead the decontamination operation and mobilized a team of decontamination workers. A detailed decontamination plan has been issued to the country administrative board. On the 6th of October, there was a public information meeting arranged at the Hoosom Mill to provide local residents and stakeholders with information on the decontamination work progress and a possibility for discussion and questions. Quote, "We are taking our responsibility very seriously and we have engaged with the public for information on any identified oil traces and to answer any questions they may have. We will also continue our dialogue with all involved stakeholders. The decontamination work continues, and we will follow our commitment to ensure that the oil spill is removed," says Olav Winblad van Walter, VP of the Hoosom Board and Pulp Mill. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Dublin, Ireland. Smurfa Kappa introduces a new sustainable bag made with 53% recycled and renewable materials. Smurfa Kappa Bag and Box introduces a new and more sustainable version of its highly regarded Vitop Tap, the new Vitop Renew, which is made from bio-based PP resins. This innovative development now combines an approach already taken with the bag inside the box, which is manufactured of e-recycled film, EVOH, containing raw materials issued from plastic chemical recycling. This means the new bags are comprised of 53% recycled and renewable content. This chemical recycling is not, however, replacing the mechanical one, the company said. The materials, which are difficult to recycle mechanically, are treated by pyrolysis. This process takes a circular approach and provides a new means by which to increase plastic recycling rates, as it can be applied to a wider range of plastic waste. The crucial difference of such materials from the ones of the traditional mechanical recycling is that the resins, after pyrolysis, have identical properties to virgin polymers and therefore can be used for direct food contact packaging, Smurfa Kappa said. Dateline Delaware, Ohio. Greif announces price hikes. Greif Incorporated, a global leader in industrial packaging products and services, announced it is implementing a $60 per ton price increase for all grades of uncoated recycled paperboard, also known as URB, and a minimum 7% increase on all tubes and core and protective packaging products. The uncoated recycled paperboard increase is effective last week, with new orders and shipments on or after November 8, 2021. The tube and core protective packaging products increase is effective with shipments on or after November 22, 2021. These price increases are in addition to previously announced increases and are in response to strong demand across Greif paperboard and converting network and increasing energy, transportation, and other input costs, the company said. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Papper Italo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Dublin, Ireland. Smurfit Kappa completes acquisition of state-of-the-art 600,000 metric ton containerboard in northern Italy. Smurfit Kappa Group PLC is pleased to announce that it has now completed the acquisition of Verzuolo for the purchase price of 360 million euros. Customary closing conditions have now been satisfied, the company said. The PM9 machine in Verzuolo was converted into a state-of-the-art 600,000 metric ton recycled containerboard machine in 2019. It is highly complementary with Smurfit Kappa's existing operations, strategically located close to the port of Savona, and is expected to deliver significant benefits for both the group and the customer base, Smurfit Kappa said. Smurfit Kappa Group CEO Tony Smurfit commented, quote, "We are pleased to complete this acquisition ahead of schedule. Verzuolo brings a highly experienced and skilled team, providing additional security of supply for SKG's customers. As we continue to invest in our corrugated facilities, Verzuolo strengthens the group's integrated model and supports our sustainability ambitions." End of quote. Dayline Germany. Pro Group to build a new state-of-the-art refuse drive fuel power plant in Germany. Pro Group announced it is planning to build a state-of-the-art refuse derived fuel, also known as RDF, power plant right next to its high-tech paper mill PM3 in Sansdorf, Barina, Germany. It will supply a large share of the process heat and energy for PM3 in the future. For this purpose, waste materials from the company's own production and from around the region will be thermally utilized. The company is investing around 135 million euros in the project. Construction of the combined heat and power plant is scheduled to start at the end of 2022. It is set to be commissioned by the end of 2025. With the paper machine PM2 and Eisenhüttenstadt already having its own power plant that supplies it with electricity and heat, PM3 is now getting its own sustainable energy supply. This is where the impurities contained in the recovered paper, as well as waste materials, which are produced in the production, are thermally utilized. This reduces the use of fossil fuels and therefore CO2 emissions, Pro Group said. The paper mill is already saving 170,000 metric tons of CO2 each year by using the very latest technology, the company said. With a new CHP plant, when the new CHP plant is added from the end of 2025, this will add another 80,000 metric tons, allowing a total of 250,000 metric tons of CO2 to be saved at the site each year. Pro Group AG, located in Landau in the German state of Rhineland-Palante, Germany, is one of the leading manufacturers of containerboard and corrugated board in Europe. Dayline New York. Mercer International Incorporated announces European Union investigation into European wood pulp industry. Mercer International Incorporated announces that the European Union has opened a cartel investigation into the wood pulp sector and conducted an unannounced inspections of major European pulp producers, including the company's German operations. The company is cooperating with the investigation, the company said. In a news release, the company said at Mercer International Incorporated, "We are exceptional people creating bioproducts for a more sustainable world. We are a diversified global producer of forest products, bioproducts, and green electricity, with operations in Germany, Canada, the United States, and Australia, with a consolidated annual production capacity of approximately 2.2 million metric tons of kraft pulp and 550 million board feet of softwood lumber." And we'll have more on this European Union investigation later in our show today. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paperitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paperitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Vancouver, British Columbia. West Fraser buys Angelina Forest Products for $300 million. West Fraser Timber Company Limited announced that it has entered into an agreement to acquire Angelina Forest Products Lumber Mill located in Lufkin, Texas, for approximately $300 million, subject to certain post-closing adjustments. The transaction is anticipated to close following successful completion of U.S. regulatory reviews and satisfaction of customary conditions. Management will provide an update and further details about the transaction on West Fraser's third quarter earnings call on October 28, 2021. We can't wait. All dollar amounts in this news release are expressed in U.S. dollars, unless noted otherwise, the company said in a press release. The new turnkey facility, which produces southern yellow pine, also known as SYP, lumber products, began construction in 2018, commenced operations in late 2019, and is expected to progress toward full production capacity of approximately 305 million board feet over the next 3 to 4 years. The transaction includes approximately $4 million of target working capital and approximately $24 million of supplemental tax attributes that are expected to result in a direct cash flow benefit to West Fraser. The company says the acquisition is another important step in West Fraser's continued expansion of its U.S. lumber operations. The new highly efficient facility is expected to be a top quartile mill that will integrate and support the company's existing East Texas lumber and OSB business. Anticipated to be among the lowest cost operations in the company's lumber mill portfolio, the Lumpkin Mill is strategically located near low cost and abundant fiber as well as large and growing end markets, and its additional lumber production will allow West Fraser to better serve the company's growing customer base in Texas and the southern U.S. Upon completion of the transaction, West Fraser will have a combined Canadian and U.S. lumber production capacity of about approximately 7 billion board feet, with U.S. capacity of SYP Lumber representing approximately 50% of the company's capacity. Dayline Canada, Canada's first wheat straw facility consulting with producers. Construction has not yet begun on Canada's first wheat straw pulping facility, which is to be built on the west side of Regina starting in 2022. The Kelowna-based developer Redleaf Pulp Limited is already consulting with producers in the area to see about buying their straw. Wheat straw pulp is considered an environmentally friendly alternative to wood pulp and can be used to make tissues, paper towels, cardboard packaging, and other paper products. Joe Hines, a representative of Redleaf Pulp, says he is very excited about the possibilities that the mill will bring. Quote, "We are looking to invest approximately $350 million into our project in the Regina area," he said. He continued, quote, "The land base is going to take up approximately 160 acres, with plans for future expansion as well," end of quote. Redleaf Pulp says the mill will create 110 permanent full-time jobs as well as 250 jobs during construction. And while traditional pulp mills are often associated with strong and unpleasant smell, Hines said Regina residents won't have to worry about that. "Separating fibers from straw is easier than separating fibers from wood, so fewer harsh chemicals need to be used," quote. "We're going to be pulping wheat and durum straw, so we are not going to have the associated smells with it that you have with a traditional pulp mill. You won't even know that we are in your neighborhood when it comes to the smell," he said. Hines does not expect all producers in the Regina area to want to sell their straw to the mill. Some farmers need it for livestock bedding, soil quality retention, and or even mushroom production. But if only a fraction of producers in the area are interested, Hines said the mill will have plenty of material to work with. Quote, "We are estimating within an area of 140 kilometers of Regina, we will only need between 10 and 15% of the straw from the cereal acres within that radius," Hines said. Representatives from Redleaf Pulp have been meeting with farmers in that radius to gauge their enthusiasm. Hines said it's been very good so far. There is interest in it. They see it as another opportunity to add to their operations. In a news release, Regina Mayor Sandra Masters said she is pleased the mill is coming to the city. Quote, "This facility allows our city continued diversified growth in the urban agricultural environment. It will highlight innovation in one of our core industries, maximizing crop value in an environmentally sustainable way and provide valuable jobs in the low-carbon energy sector," she said. Dayline Helsinki. European Commission is conducting an unannounced inspection at UPM's premises. European Commission's competition authorities have last week started an unannounced inspection at UPM's premises. The Commission has concerns that the inspected companies in the wood pulp sector may have violated EU antitrust rules that prohibit cartels and restrictive business practices. The press release by the Commission is attached to the article on Nip Impressions that's entitled "European Commission is conducting an unannounced inspection at UPM premises," and you can find Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com. Again, that's www.nipimpressions.com. UPM says at this stage, UPM does not have information on the outcome of the inspection. UPM supports the Commission in its investigation but cannot comment any farther on the ongoing investigation, the company said. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its ninth year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.